senior. Then Leighton Stevens, he's a midfielder, sophomore. Micah Peranto, he's a forward midfielder, sophomore. Zachariah Zillman, a forward sophomore. Then August Zell, he's a defenseman and a sophomore. And Fred Giuliani, he's going to be out there as well, as he is a sophomore. Head coach, Bill Loss for the Panthers. Now for Wisconsin Rapids, bringing up their roster. Under the taking effect lights is Deegan Armagost, junior midfielder. Senior Isaiah Twerk, midfielder. Briar Anderson, junior defenseman. Tim Karbowski is a senior defenseman. Jack Ackerman, a junior midfielder. Kobe Verholst, he's a senior midfielder. Nathan Bouchard, he's a junior midfielder. Zach Mansell, he's a junior forward. And Jarrett Zolgowski, he's a senior defenseman. And Hayden Pizek, he's keeper, a junior. And Lane Neiman, he's a junior midfielder. Head coach, Jake Hintz. Oh, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School alum, so coming back to the program he played in. So what we are going to do, Seth, is we're going to take about a two-minute timeout for the national anthem, and we'll be back here for the opening touch here between Wisconsin Rapids and Spanish Boys Soccer here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Hey, you, yes, you, are important too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 105.5 WIRI. Sponsored locally by
Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do so much more. Call them today at 715-423-1100 for a free quote on your next repair. That's 715-423-1100.
Back here at Woodtrust Bank Field, Southwick County Stadium, and we are just moments away from the opening touch between the Stevens Point Area Senior High Panthers, more commonly known as SPASH, and Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Boys soccer coming your way. The battle for the jug, but only on the soccer pitch. There's actually no jug being fought over. It's just a fun rivalry that, always remember, it's the battle for the jug between these schools, but only in football. Even though this is technically football without being football. As Point Break breaks their huddle. Gunpoint wearing white tops with red numbers and black shorts with white stripes and white socks. Whereas the Red Raiders, they're living up to their name. Red tops, red shorts, red socks, red stripes, and trim on the tops and bottoms, and white numbers. Rapids going from my left to the right in the first half, and Point going from my right to the left, as opening touch will be controlled by the Red Raiders. As whistle, the ball be put in play, and it is touched up, and we are underway between Point and Rapids. Always a fun rivalry here, no matter what sport it's played in, whether it's soccer, or hockey, football, baseball, softball, you name it. It's a fun rivalry to be part of. As Rapids throwing the ball in, far across the way, as that appeared to be Isaiah Torque, one of the 9 seniors on the team. As the ball moves down the field, last touched by the Red Raiders, so Point throw in coming up here. It's about 36 seconds into the contest as Point trying to bring the ball up the field, as they do, right about midfield now. Bringing it up quickly was Micah Peranto. As drop pass centering for Liam Nim. Working the far side is the Rapids defense, as Jared Seligowski is able to push the ball away from the defender, as it will be a, I believe, motion for a goal kick, and it will be, as the Raiders, Aiden Pisek, will be setting it out in the small box, the 9-yard box. And there he goes, kicks it way down, right about midfield. Another Point picks it up as they're battling for it about midfield. No real team has really gathered any push here in this next opportunity. No shots on goal yet either, by my estimation. As Rapids tries to get the ball up ahead, they cannot, as Point's defense is there. Picking it up midfield, Deegan Armagost. As the ball just slices out of play as the flag goes up on the near side, and a throw-in coming for the Panthers. Throw-in comes out right in front of me. There is Zach Mansell. As the ball bounces around, goes to the far side, picked up by the Red Raiders. Pick that up is Nathan Bouchard. Cross field pass to Lane Neiman. He centers it right onto the foot of Armagost as the ball gets sent right back out towards midfield and out of play. But Rapids ball as they throw in Tim Karbowski. Coming up here 2.5 minutes into the first half. Play 2 40-minute halves. And if it's tied, ends in a tie. No overtime or penalty kicks in the regular season here in high school soccer. As the ball gets sent in, scooped up by Pisek. And that's your first opportunity for Pisek to get into the game. It was not really a shot on goal. It was wide of the mark. He just got there before anybody else did. As the ball goes out of play right in front of the Point dugout. And it will be a throw-in for the Panthers here. 3 minutes into the contest. Again, thanks for joining us here in this beautiful late September night. Lights really taking effect now. As ball is sent up and was going to be waved offsides, but Rapids cleared it nonetheless. Throw-in coming up for Stevens Point. 3.5 into the first half. Ball comes out to Pisek as he brings that up to the offsides indication. Free kick coming, and he winds up and boots it, and he gives it a good one as he made it to the opposing 30-yard line. Good boot there as Rapids trying to kick the ball up ahead. Up ahead was Nathan Bouchard. Couldn't quite hit the drop pass back to Torque as Point back on the attack. Rapids playing a 4-deep back wall. Jared Seligowski pushes the Point player off the ball as that looked to be, I believe, number 11. Or maybe it's 12, excuse me, Juan Martinez Jr. Now there's a whistle, stoppage of play. as both teams really being pretty chill out there. And I say chill because that is the 7 o'clock word of the day, the 7 o'clock hour. You get on your Civic Media app, you text in chill, and you will be registered for some of those great prizes, including that tickets to that, if I understand right, the Packers against that team west of here that enjoys wearing purple, among other prizes, I'm sure. So remember, chill, C-H-I-L-L. Text that in. Try to get that in a few more times before 8 o'clock. As Karbowski, he tries to clear that. He's unable to. Both teams playing on. 5 minutes have gone into the game. And no score here in Wisconsin Rapids between these two Valley Conference rivals. Point playing about midfield. Try to boot it down. Picked up by Zalagowski. As he tries to get behind his player. And he does, but he bails out of there to get back on defense. Savvy play by the senior. As Torque tries to flip it up ahead to his teammate, Jack Ackerman. Ackerman, good soccer player, but a pretty darn good wrestler in his own right. And we're excited to bring you wrestling coming up in this winter. As Zalagowski, he's there to stop a little bit of a charge. No opportunity, though, but despite the deeper penetration by the Panthers. Getting down the field is Zach Mansell. He can't quite get around his defender as point. Playing about midfield, well, neither team getting too many deep opportunities. Zachman gets his pocket picked. Point back on the move as that brings up Juan Martinez Jr. He gets his pocket picked as well. A lot of thievery going on out there with the ball. As the ball goes out of bounds, throw in for the Panthers as the honors will come down to William Cole. Cole throws in to his teammate, Noah Troyer. Rapids playing pretty close defense, pretty close man-man. Up over the top. Point, trying to center it. Out of the reach of Torque, but he's there for the rebound. Ackerman stops. He's got to spin around the defense, and he's unable to keep hold of the ball. Nice, nifty moves there for Ackerman as ball comes back up as there will be a whistle. That will be a foul against the Red Raiders as there shall be a free kick for the Panthers. Both teams trying to feel this game out, feel each other out just a little bit. All calm, cool, and collected here as big deep kick, and that comes in. That's going to be covered up by Pisek. And he sends the ball down deep, picked up by his teammate, Lane Neiman, as he comes up. And he gets the ball up ahead. One-on-one opportunity. Shot and just pushed wide of, and the official's pointing. There will be a penalty kick coming up for the Red Raiders as stoppage of play. Time of the stoppage, 8:02. As that is an opportunity for Zach Mansell. We're going to see who gets the kick. I believe it will be Mansell. As he got tackled on a scoring opportunity. And that is not exactly what you want to have happen. But I believe they're going to have Isaiah Torque take the penalty shot. Torque has a big opportunity right here to give Rapids a big 1-0 advantage here. As the ball is being spotted, Torque running up, and he runs up. Shot and goal! The Red Raiders strike first on a penalty kick at 8:02 by Isaiah Torque. And the Red Raiders are in business 1-0 over the Panthers.
Scoring the Red Raiders, Isaiah Torque.
Isaiah Torque with the goal. 1-0 Red Raiders here after that PK. Great job for Rapids being able to just get that opportunity, stay with it, and make point pay. And pay they did. As Torque, he was chill with the opportunity. Remember, chill, text that in to the Civic Media app for a chance to win some prizes. And chill, that you can start calling Isaiah Chill Torque. So that was just after Rapids missed a penalty kick that would have gave them ultimately a victory on Tuesday. They did not let that go by the wayside. This time as Rapids, they get a loose ball. They have another opportunity. Shot just wide of the post. Shot wide by Jack Ackerman. They're smelling blood. They tried to almost deliver a Wayne Larrabee dagger early on within 10 minutes of the game starting. Just wide. Man, Rapids is firing now after they got that first goal. And his on the far side post, which would have been his near side post, as point. They're trying to figure out what's going on here. Is nice header over from Zelagowski to Torque. Now Ackerman has it, taking up the far side. He gets the ball poked away. And out of bounds, Rapids throw in, as it appears though Kobe Van Holst will be throwing it in. He does. Laid up ahead for Ackerman. Torque. Torque. Back to Ackerman. Ackerman back to Torque. And it gets kicked out of bounds. Another throw in coming for the Red Raiders. 10 minutes into this first half of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. Both teams trying to get set up here. And they are. And it's throw in and turned away. But this is Karbowski. He takes a shot from about 25 yards out. Turned away by the defense. Nearly did get through as the ball is cleared. Out of bounds by the Panthers. Another throw in coming for the Red Raiders. Seth, how about this? We take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be back here with more first half action. Wisconsin Rapids 1, Stevens Point nothing, here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Hey, parents. How's the school shopping going? Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
Throw in coming from Rapids. Zelagowski, he's got a heck of an arm, and it bounces in, covered up, lost ball. Now it's kicked back out by point, head back in there as Rapids trying to turn the corner as there's physical play and a whistle. There will be a foul coming up on the Red Raiders. That one against Jack Ackerman, just a little bit too physical in that the bigger box, the what I would say about the 8-yard box, 9-yard box, as I look at it, as free kick for Alex Wiesman for the Panthers. Excuse me, that's Brett Giuliani. My apologies there. Giuliani. Not like Rudy Giuliani. As there's a foul called against point this time. Free kick coming up for the Red Raiders. 12-10 into this first half. As there is a little bit of a discussion going on here with one of the point defenders. As I believe that is number 20, Micah Pronto. Official saying, hey, just calm it down. I don't think there was a card delivered. Just tell them, hey, it's an emotional game. Chill. Remember, chill. Text that in to the Civic Media app. Have a chance to win prizes. Rapids with a throw in here. And it's kind of a scrum for it. Point does control it as it goes back out of bounds. Last touch by the Red Raiders. Throw in coming. That throw in by William Cole. Drop back down to 13. That is Ian Ekstrand. As he tries to center it, picked up by Torque. And his teammate, Kobe Verholst, tries to send it up ahead for another teammate as Diego Patino snuck into the game. Coming up the near side, centering attempt. Loose ball right at the 5-yard box. Cleared out by point is Lane Neiman. He was bringing that in. Sharp angle pass. Try to center it. No, didn't quite get it through. As Neiman, near side, pass up ahead to Ackerman. Ackerman along the end line. Big lifting kick over the box. Goes to the other side. picked up by the Red Raiders. Double team in the corner, and that gets sent out the end line, so it'll be a free kick for the Panthers as we march through this first half. 13-33, as we'll take a moment here and talk about A Street Auto. Family owned and operated, A Street Auto is a wonderful place to find your new driver a new ride. Save your wheels and let 8th Street Auto find wheels for them. So, big thank you to 8th Street Auto. But we got a bunch of other ads to go through tonight. We'll get through them during the course of the game. As kick out of bounds, that'll come up for the Red Raiders to throw in right in front of the point dugout on the far side of the field. Rapids up 1-0 over the Panthers. And they have the ball in the Panther end. High bounce picked up. Neiman, he has to head it down, and loose ball back and forth between the Panthers and Red Raiders. Torque stops it about the 30-yard line, 40 yards out. And Karbowski, he lifts it, centers it, tried to hit home, and there will be called a handball against Rapids at about the 15-yard out marker, the line, I should say, as it bounced off the shoulder, and the shoulder is still... might have been lower on the shoulder, a little more on the high bicep, and that's technically a handball. You cannot do that, as the kids like to say. You know, so that's a turnover of the ball, point ball. They lift it about midfield. Taking it now on the charge is Leighton Stevens up the far side, trying to center it. Karbowski, he gets in there. Pass up ahead to Lane Neiman. Neiman gets it up ahead, trying to get Patino in stride. He cannot get there. His points... Ekstrand sends it over to his keeper, Giuliani. Neiman, well, battling out there against points. Nim, and that ball is sent up ahead, and that's going to be played by Pisek, and that's going to bounce right in front of the trainers and out of play. Throw in for point, and there they go. That's hit right into the Rapids dugout. Another throw in for the Panthers. As they get the ball deep, and another throw-in coming for point. The ball kids doing a good job trying to keep up with this as the ball just kept bouncing out of play constantly as point was getting it back down the field. Centering attempt, bounce, way wide of the mark, goes out the end line, last touch by point. And that'll be a free kick for the Red Raiders as Pisek will take it. As he brings it up to about the 6-yard box, or 7-yard box, I should say. As sets it down, backs up, told he can play. And he goes and boot the ball, plays it short to the far side of the field. And it goes out of play, and by the Rapids dugout, point ball. Point, throws it in. Pass intercepted by Breyer Anderson as the Red Raiders battling on the far side in their own corner. Trying to get through some point defenders, and they do. Passed up ahead to Patino. As Patino trying to get it up ahead to Jack Ackerman. Ball's picked up about midfield by the Panthers. Nice move by the Panthers as they're able to stop on a dime and turn around. As Liam Nim gets the ball back on the attack. Rapids converging to the ball. Center attempt. Karbowski's there. Ackerman. Drop pass. And Rapids clears it. First soccer game this fall for our listeners is we're going to have quite a few to narrow it down the rest of the regular season. But the way things are going, there might be a few in the playoffs too. Looking forward to bringing you those games. As we know, you'll know, because they don't come out for another, almost 2 weeks. October 12th, sounds about right. Nakusa having a decent year as well, so hopefully going to bring them up on the airwaves in another couple weeks. Rapids again, I believe we'll have them next week as the ball goes out of bounds. Karbowski throws in. And over the back there, foul call against William Cole as... Walker Schmidt was there trying to get to the ball and can't do that either as Karbowski lines up his free kick, waiting for his teammates to get in position for a centering attempt. The boot And it's there. Everybody's on sides. Patino tries to head it to his teammate. He can't. As Rapids pulls the ball back, trying to regroup on offense. Zalagowski on the far side. Slow, low, centering pass. Deflected to the other side. Point back on the move to about midfield. And the ball gets past the Rapids defense, and there's a sprint. Rapids trying to play some defense, and they are fortunate enough to have done that. As they point had a lone attacker screaming, splitting the defense, and at the last second, Rapids defense was able to get there. Boy, oh boy, that could have been something. Zachariah Zillman, he had some serious speed coming down the field. But Rapids, they were chill about it. Remember, chill, text that in to the Civic Media app. And try to register in for some prizes. There's a foul for Rapids, as it will be a free kick for the Panthers. Good to see former athletic director Bill Vicroy walking around here. Good to see Bill. As a free kick sent in, turned away by the Red Raiders as there's an offsides whistled. So Rapids ball, free kick coming after the offsides whistle against the Panthers. As we're getting that situated, Seth, how about we take about a 30-second break? We'll be back here on 105.5 FM WRI, where Wisconsin Rapids leads Spash 1-0.
Wow, everything seems to be going really well. Ah, oh, crap, there's that noise again. Better turn up the radio.
Hey, I like this song. Glad she turned it up. What's that sound?
Please don't embarrass me, car. Stop making that noise.
You know, I can hear that noise, and turning the radio up isn't going to help.
Oh, you heard that? I don't know what's wrong, so I just turn up the radio.
Jamming out to your favorite tunes is always fun, but ignoring the problems under the hood is not. Call 8th Street Auto today.
We're back here, Woodtrust Bank Field. We're ball sitting about midfield. Both teams had a couple kicks at it. No one was able to establish a possession as Karbowski sends a ball deep. Picked up by Patino, centering Ackerman back across to Schmidt. Trying to hit down in the corner, maybe just a little too much, and that's guarded out of there by the Panthers, as they will have a goal kick coming up. Last touch by Rapids, so there you have it. Point hoping to get out of this. As out walks Giuliani, sets it, ready goes, out goes Patino, in comes Neiman. Neiman needed a little bit of a breather out there as he's been all over the place in the attacking zone. Don't blame him. As ball gets booted all the way out to midfield. Panthers picking it up. Torque, he's there. As he spins around, trying to get the ball back down into the offensive end of the field. I will say this much, it was good sportsmanship when it was Torque. He is the one who was fouled on that penalty shot, as I was able to quick ask. And before he took the shot, the Giuliani, the Panther keeper, came up and said, "Hey, sorry, didn't no harm, no foul. Didn't mean to take you out, buddy." And shook hands. They were cool. But Torque got the last laugh. As there is going to be a free kick coming for Giuliani. That was close to a corner, but not close enough as the official was right there and points at Giuliani for the free kick. As we still sit 1-0 in favor of the Red Raiders over the Panthers, 22 minutes into this first half, so we're over halfway home in this first half. Torque playing on the far side. Long kick picked up by Pisek. Pisek booms it back down the field. Torque was in the area. Stopped by the Panthers defense as they mount a little bit of an offense. Going that way is Tyler Balcavage. He came in a substitution as we're now out there for Rapids is Connor Martin. And the ball gets pushed out of bounds. Actually, it's being called a foul against Panthers. So free kick coming right about midfield for the Red Raiders. As it looks like Jarrett Zalagowski will be doing the honors. And he does. And he sends that way down there. As Rapids trying to muster another scoring opportunity here. About the halfway point, a little after the halfway point of this first half of play. Rapids totally resetting. Kick the ball back for Pisek. He booms it down. As Rapids trying to get the upper hand in this situation. Point near side. Kick up to Ekstrand as he kicks it up ahead to Falkavage. Ball bounces up high and out of play. Throw in for the Panthers. As that was a close call, but at least by my vantage point on the far side of the field. Zaligowski gets there first. He gets the ball pushed away. Panthers back attacking, and there's a opportunity. There's cleared out by Pisek, and that'll go towards the point dugout. That was a close one as that ball was loose and sliding right towards him. That could have been a bad opportunity if point would have been just a little bit quicker. As the old jokes go from those insurance commercials, oh, you got to be a little bit quicker. And that applies here in this last moment of play. Rapids has the ball. Torque, midfield. Goes up the far side, looking at his options to pass up ahead. And he does, as it was intended for Tim Karbowski. Could not quite get there. And the ball comes back up to Jackson Freeman. Junior for the Red Raiders. The physical play on the other side as the ball comes back out to midfield. That gets picked up by Verholst. Rapids playing with it. Down towards the point goal. Point now grabs hold of it. And they got to be close. That's close to an offsides, as I do believe the point player was. Ball still comes loose. And that's good defense play by Rapids. And that will be a corner kick coming up for the Panthers. First corner kick coming up as Rapids getting their defenders back as they try to get in their position to build a wall to get that ball before it can get in towards Pisek. The kick is in the air and it's short. Rapids gets there first as they negate that. Deegan Armagost, he's there. As he's weaving through the defense, ball bounces around, nearly gets out to Schmidt, but point gets there. Freeman up ahead to Armagost, back kick back down by point. Ball comes loose midfield. Point playing really good defense to this point as they have been able to put kind of a charge into their game. But speaking of charges, when your lights go out, who are you going to call? That's right, Econ Electric. As Econ Electric, they can get you a Generac generator today so you never miss a thing due to power loss. And if you're Randy Paul, he actually put an order in for a geriatric Generac generator, he told me the other day. But good for him. And you know who he called? Econ Electric. So, got nothing but good things to say about them, and thank you to them for helping sponsor all of these games that we bring you. As there's a foul whistled on the far side. Didn't get to see exactly what that was. As it's now a free kick for Point. And they got a 1-0 breakout and a shot just over the crossbar. Point nearly tied it up. Caden Van de Wettering. He had an opportunity. Just a touch less muscle on that. And that's under the crossbar. And we got a 1-1 soccer game. That was close, ladies and gentlemen. Rapids being able to recoup off of that as Point proving they're not going to be going away into the good night. As Rapids nearly had a breakout opportunity, but losing his footing was Connor Martin as he fell down. And the ball was coming to him, and unfortunately, Point has the ball now about midfield. He handled that situation pretty chill. Remember, chill, text that in. Civic Media app and register for some prizes as the stoppage being given by the official. So we play on. Free kick coming for Point on another foul by the Red Raiders. However, Rapids still leading 1-0 over the Panthers. Zeligowski's there to stop that centering pass, and it goes out. Throw-in coming for the Panthers. Rapids looking to keep the defensive effort. Throw-in. Torque. He's involved with that, as is for Holst. No, goes out of play. Picked up. Thrown in by Rapids. Point picks it up again about midfield. Far side. Balcavage tries to center it. Comes up centering again. East gets that to Micah Peranto. Peranto trying to use some ball handling skills and some sharp angled opportunities as the ball comes through. And the ball's loose, but it's still picked up by Pisek. And that was another nice opportunity for the Red Raiders. The Red Raiders defense to shut down a good quality opportunity by the Panthers, I should say. They handled that situation very calmly. Pretty chill about it. Again, chill. Text in the word. The Civic Media app. Register for some prizes. As taking up the far side. Goes up for the Panthers. Peranto. He chips it in. Centering attempt. Nobody home. And the ball goes out of play. And free kick coming for Pisek. Pisek walking a little slowly. There's 10 minutes remain in this first half. 1-0 score between the Panthers and the Red Raiders. As I know, we got some listeners over in the Green Bay area. My sister, mother, and my nephew gave a listen for a while. Near side. Neiman gets the ball picked up right about the, would have been 15 yards out. And is trying to pick that up as Tim Karbowski. Panthers back on the attack as Karbowski recovers, as does Neiman. Of course, not just my family that listens, friends. Everybody that does listen. It's very much appreciated. As the ball booms all the way back to midfield, Rapids is there first. Jackson Freeman up ahead to Neiman. Neiman bringing the ball up near side, centering it. That is intended. That was intended for Zach Mansell, but he just couldn't get there first. As the ball goes and is recovered by Giuliani. And he will prepare for the free kick. Seth, as we wait for that, and we take another 30-second break. We'll be back here in a moment. You're on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Okay, timing is everything, and boy oh boy it was, because Rapids had a rough opportunity, had a rough spot there, as Point had a drive towards the net right when the ad was saying the brakes, the wheel fell off, and the wheels almost fell off Wisconsin Rapids, but the defense was there. And now they're back on the attack, and now they have their first corner kick coming up by the game. Rapids lined up. Had her opportunity. Ball's bouncing loose in the middle. Still bouncing. Shot, turnaround shot. And that's covered up by Giuliani on the shot. That was Neiman, as he and darn near went low and got the two-goal advantage. Neiman, he's still in there. Centering attempt picked up by the Panthers. Right idea as going in, crashing the net hard was Zach Mansell, but Panthers were there to spoil that chance. Pisek there, picks up a still loose ball. Sends it up ahead to Neiman. Neiman chips up ahead, Mansell, ball goes out of bounds. throw in coming for the Panthers is to throw that in as Garrett Hartsoe. Hartsaw, I should say. His ball's lifted up towards Pisick, and he's got to play it. And he darn near gets collided with. As the ball was loose, it was free. Dashing in was Zillman for the Panthers, and Pisick, he was lucky to get that away because there's nothing between Pisick. There's nothing, I should say, between Zillman and the goal. And that was a lucky bounce for the Red Raiders. 7 minutes remain in this first half of action here at Woodtrust Bank Field in Wisconsin Rapids. Neiman, near side, chips up ahead towards Mansell. Not no one there. Yes. Neiman sends it back to Karbowski. Karbowski working to his left. Centering up ahead to Torque. Torque battling for it up ahead with Mansell. Panthers get their defense, spoils the opportunity. As Armagost gets a whistle for a foul, push. Free kick coming up for the Panthers deep in their own end. Free kick coming up. Giuliani to do the honors. 40 yards from his own goal. Everybody's onside. Header for the Red Raiders. Sends it back out. Rapids up the far side. Armagost zooming up the far side. He's got Mansell in the middle. Kick attempt. That is last touched by the Red Raiders. That was close. Couldn't tell with the angle that I'm at. But either way, goal kick coming for Giuliani. During this soccer transmission, we're going to talk about another transmission at Rapids Transmission. They're known for their excellent transmission work, but they all do oh so much more. Call them today for a free quote on your extra pair at Rapids Transmission. I want to give them a big thank you for sponsoring this. Text enter keyword contest, and the word for the 7 o'clock hour is chill. C-H-I-L-L. Be sure to text that into the Civic Media app. Register yourself for some prizes. Some pretty nice ones, by the way. This point, trying to get a drive back down to the Rapids end, picked up by the Rapids defense. Rapids defense playing tough. There's been a couple lapses, but they've been all right. Ball's at the far side. Nearly pushed out. Tim Karbowski's there. This is Neiman fighting up there. Armagost to Neiman. Neiman, he can't get a stick on his foot. Now point, turning the corner by Sebastian Nelson. Trying to get going on that as Neiman tries to battle back for it. He cannot as now Leighton Stevens comes up. Karbowski does intercept that. Comes back up. Mansell giving chase back to Karbowski. Armagost up ahead. No one home. Panthers pick it up, but Torque is there. Ball bouncing right about midfield in these final 3 minutes of the first half. Rapids back on the attack. Jack Ackerman. To Neiman. Neiman tries center, and there's a whistle as there's a foul against the Panthers. Free kick coming. 28 yards out. Free kick coming, and we'll see what Rapids does. Point going to try to build a wall. They've got to be 10 yards away from that free kick. As we have about 2 minutes, 15 seconds. As Neiman takes it, and it goes over the crossbar by a good distance. So ball goes out of play, and now it will be Giuliani throwing the ball or setting the ball up for their next attack. Send up ahead. That's picked up by Neiman, trying to get it up to his teammates. Teammate is there, as that's Lincoln Reeves. Ball goes out of play. Throw in coming for the Red Raiders. Right about 15 yards out from the goal line. And throw in, Jacob Boris goes in, and that's caught out of midair. Good catch there by Giuliani. Redirect, he's able to grab it out of midair, as that may have gone just a skosh wide near side. But that was close, as he had to come out and play it, as now the Panthers back on the move. They got some numbers on this attack, but cannot keep the ball on the foot. As trying to get that initial push was Zachariah Zillman. He had some serious speed, but he was not able to get past the Rapids defense. Throw in for the Panthers coming with less than a minute to go in this first half. Rapids up 1-0 over the Panthers. There's a ball being played by Rapids on the far side. Coming up with it is Nathan Bouchard. As the ball bounces, goes towards the goal line for the Panthers. Panthers trying to back it out, try to center in it all on their own. As Rapids is able to clear it, but they clear it out of play right by their dugout. Throwing coming for the Panthers. As we got 20 seconds to go. And here we go. Throw in for point with the ball. Double team on the far side, trying to center it. Nobody home. As we're under 10 seconds to go, as the ball goes out of play. And throw in for point. Last drive opportunity. And there's your horn in the first half. And there you have it. One half in the books. And it's Wisconsin Rapids 1-0. So with that, we're going to take about a 10-minute break or so. And we'll be back with the exciting second half here. We're, again, Wisconsin Rapids holding on to a 1-0, 1-0 lead over Stevens Point. So, Seth, take her away. Play some good music for a few minutes. We'll be back in about 10 here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. Shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas place. Showed your photograph and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust," and said, "Good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy. Maybe I was straddling the fence just like she said. It took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple.
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Light a candle, turn all the lights down low. Baby, let's just lose control, lose control. I can handle every single curve, you know that I love you, let me show you.
Red Raiders 1-2 is at 8:02 into the contest. Isaiah Torque made good on a penalty kick and gave the Red Raiders a 1-0 advantage at halftime over the Stevens Point Area Senior High Panthers. So Rapids doing what they can do to stay undefeated, sans two ties, in conference play and keep up in second place and keep chasing first, as Rapids having a pretty good year on the pitch, especially in the Valley Conference. If we stop to take a look at those standings for a moment, coming into this game, Everest, 3 wins, no losses, 1 draw. Rapids, 2 wins, no losses, 2 draws. And Wasa East, tied for second, 2 wins, no losses, and 2 draws as well. Rapids and East did play to a 0-0 draw. And that's a game we got coming up here in another couple weeks, as Rapids taking on Wasa East right here from Woodcrest Bank Field. It's towards the end of the year, and you can see what games are going to be pretty good and what may not be, and that's going to be a good one. Wasa East is vastly improved. So good for East and good for the Valley and good for Rapids as they are battling in there. Fourth place, Stevens Point, 1 win, 1 loss, 2 draws. In Marshfield, no wins, 3 losses, 1 draw, and Wasa West at 0-4-0. Looking at tomorrow, the battle for Wood County. Wisconsin Rapids taking on Marshfield. 114th installment of that wonderful rivalry, cross county style of the rivalry. As looking into that history, Rapids had a little bit rough go of it the last few years, but they got pounded, or not pounded, but they just got beat 26-0 last year. As this year, Marshfield comes in 1-4, 1-2 in the conference, Rapids 0-5, 0-3 in the conference. As it is, as I said, the 114th time dating back to 1907. And Rapids holds a 68-41-4 advantage in the rivalry. So with all the history that Marshfield has, winning titles and bringing back runner-up trophies, Rapids had the better of them. So we'll see if they are able to get the better of them yet again as both teams break their respective dugouts and huddles and swap ends. Point will be going from my left to the right, or in other words, south as I look at it, and Rapids will be going from my right to the left, in other words, north here at the pitch. Rapids three corner kicks in that first half with one shot on goal. Point, one corner kick, no shots on goal, but Ren Giuliani made one save, but he also gave up a goal as well. As both teams huddling here before the initial touch, official places the ball, and he says, "All right, let's break things up. Let's get it going here." And thank you to everybody who is joining tonight, no matter where you're at. As high school sports proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, East Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates and supports the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 on weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. So, we're underway as Point controls that opening touch. As Rapids now kind of flip-flopped onto the sides of the defense. As Karbowski on the far side, Torque on the near side. As on the last half of play, it was the opposite. Coming up, trying to get the ball, is Deegan Armagost. He gets that poked away by the Panthers. As the Panthers trying to mount an attack, and they have an opportunity. Ball's kicked out of the end line, and a corner kick coming for the Panthers. Oh, nearly caught Rapids sleeping on that opportunity. As coming up for the corner kick for the Panthers is Tyler Falkavich. Rapids trying to get their defensive alignment where they want it to be. As a kick is in the air, and that bounce is played by Zeligowski. Kicked out of there as Rapids nullifies that opportunity. Now on the attack for the Red Raiders, Zach Mansell. He's using some serious speed, waiting for numbers to catch up. Pass back out to Jack Ackerman. Rapids up ahead. Armagost, he sends it across the way to Neiman. Neiman spins, nice move, past the point defender, who spins out, falls down, but then picked up in the middle by the Panthers. Torque picks up that clearing attempt as he sends it across the way to Armagost, who gets tackled, and there's a foul being whistled against Point. Free kick coming for the Red Raiders. As, boy, Armagost got a little bit of a limp as that tackle came a little bit at the side of the leg, and not dirty, it's just the nature of the game. And he's running it off, and that's setting up for Jarrett Zeligowski, who chips it short and kicked right on into the belly of Giuliani. Big save for the Panthers, and we play on here. 2 minutes into the second half, 1-0, Rapids up over the Panthers. As Rapids trying to get something moving on the way as the ball goes out the end line. Karbowski was all over it. And it will be a free kick for Giuliani. Beautiful night here in Wisconsin Rapids. Not much wind, but not very cool. Or not very warm, I should say. Just nice. Just nice. It's all the way I can describe it. We appreciate everybody who entered in the text win contest. For